Welcome to KHAM Radio, the show that challenges what you think you know. The world, if you believe media and government, is filled with terrorists and pandemics. But there's a better world out there, and it's called reality. Hi, I'm Kay, and you're listening to this show thanks to Ab at Fakeologist.com. The benefit of being a fakeologist is that we don't have to worry about terrorists or pandemics because these are just scare campaigns. There's a lot of fakery out there, and we need to talk about it. Turns out, reality is pretty amazing. I thought that my journey to figure this all out was about facts and data, but it's about working with other people. Information and collaboration is a very powerful tool, and you are the key. Come to Fakeologist.com and join some conversations or start one yourself.
Hello, everybody. This is Kay, and you're listening to KHAM Radio. I'm still working on that opening. I don't know. I feel like I'm a little throaty in it. Maybe I can't get the sound to level out. So every time I listen to my opening, I cringe. The sound is loud and small. But you know what? We're getting there slowly. Today, I'm pretty excited. We're going to have guest Rochelle. You might know Rochelle from Chris from Oklahoma. She goes on there and talks sometimes. She's a very smart woman. I really like what she has to say. And we're going to talk a little 911 fun. There is such a thing, some little 911 fun. But until she gets here, we're going to chat a little bit. I've been getting into dinosaurs. I made a dinosaur post at Clues Forum. So let me go ahead and drop that in the link. Just a little bit. Something off, you know, dinosaur hoax. Is there such a thing? I never even heard of it. Did you ever Google dinosaur hoax? There's not a lot out there, actually. I was Googling that the other night. Jungle Surfer did a great video, I thought, on the dinosaur hoax. And that's in the chat. But let's see, where did I put that? Yeah, it's still in the chat. He does a pretty good job of explaining some of the parts in it. So I want to get that up and play a little bit of that for you. Basically, the whole idea behind that, the dinosaur hoax, is there are bones, but there's hardly any of them. And they're in fragments. So, like, the bones for the T-Rex are just fragments. The very first bone that was considered a dinosaur bone is just a jaw. It's just a jaw, one side, not even both, one side of a lower jawbone. That's it. So, quarter, I guess, of a jaw. So, they're like, dude, this has to be dinosaur. Look at the jawbone. No way. I don't buy it. In fact, as I was researching dinosaurs, I was coming across so much farcical. I don't know. I've been using that word. I don't know how to explain it. Just this stupid crap that people expect you to believe if you look at it with a discerning eye. So I was getting a little frustrated, so I made a file named, How the Fuck Do You Know That? And because that's what I kept saying to myself as I ran into these pictures. For example, I'll drop this one in the chat. It's image of T-Rex skin. It's an impression in stone. Really? They go on to analyze it. And it's on the surface of the stone. Just you walk by, you'd step on it. Oh, look, T-Rex skin. Obviously. It couldn't be any other thing in the entire world of crap you could name this. It has to be T-Rex skin. If you look, I'm going to copy this to Imgur. Hold on a minute. If you look at the picture, it looks like they actually glued it to a rock or something. So I'm going to put that in the chat. First, I got to get to Imgur. So it feels hoaxed in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't feel like they started out honestly, and that's what I'm realizing. It's kind of always been hoaxy. There's a real small group of people who actually have access to these bones. And that's what Jungle Surfer was saying. So So upload image. I'm going to get this in there. I didn't expect to talk about this one, but so it's going to take me just a minute. Hold on. I want everyone to view these absurd images that we have to put up with. It's ridiculous. Skin. That's right. Of anything that survives, it's going to be the skin. Isn't that the first thing eaten off? I don't know. Isn't that the last thing you would expect to survive? Yeah, it really looks like they kind of glued it on this rock here. T-Rex skin. So I'm looking at this and I'm going, well, how the fuck do you know that? How do you know it's T-Rex skin? They're, really? So I have a whole file of these absurd pictures. And let's go back to the chat. Put that baby in there. There you go. T-Rex skin, my friends. Yeah, because that's what's going to survive millions of years. Yeah, that's going to end up being there. So if we go back to T-Rex, just from what I found, there's six different dinosaurs that make up T-Rex. So they found a jawbone. Then someone found two real worn out vertebrae next to each other. So they're like, this has to be T-Rex too, because look. Look what? I mean, it could be from a trillion different animals. And one of the funny parts I noticed is there's a website, something like Kansas was an inland sea, because there's so many dinosaurs in Kansas. Or, I mean, there's so many whale bones, and that's what this one article was saying. All right. T-Rex found in Kansas. I'm like, wait a minute. Wasn't Kansas an inland sea? Was T-Rex on an island? So there's, I'm going to post it soon, but all you have to do is Google whale skeleton. That's all you got to do, whale skeleton, and you'll see exactly what whale bones look like. And I put one in the chat at fakeologist.com. Let's take a looky-see at that. And if you take a look at this whale bone I put in the chat, you'll see that, for example, a sperm whale is a good example. Because if you notice the sperm whale face, it's like a rectangle, like a box, right? But if you look at the sperm whale, it's the whale that looks like a box, the classic Moby Dick whale, right, with the blowhole on top. And if you look at the skeleton just of the face, just the face skeleton, that's it, the head and the jaw, that's the face skeletons. If you look at that, you'll notice it doesn't outline that square. There's only a thin part of the jaw at the bottom, because on top in that bulb, right, above the upper jaw, you have your spermaceti organ where they have all that oil sits, and there's muscles up there, and then there's other organs on top of that. So if you just look at the sperm whale jaw, it's very thin and narrow, and the cranium is bulky. So if you just look at that, I don't think we need any more evidence. Look at every dinosaur they make, especially the kind with the bullet hat where they're supposed to knock. They all seem to be the same sloping kind of face, from a tall cranium to a thin, long jaw. Google sperm whale skeleton. You'll see exactly what I mean. So that's what I'm thinking. They're just whales in all time frames of decay. So as they're decaying. Now, there are whales found that are very old who swam alongside the dinosaurs. They found bones in those areas. You know what? I don't know if I checked that. I take that back. I don't know. I have to check those dates. I'm not sure what science says about that. But we have super old whale bones in Egypt. Up in one of their higher deserts, they found a bunch of whale bones. Now, the skeletons were complete, or very complete, that it was hard to deny anything. You couldn't call dinosaur, hey, dinosaur bones, dude, no, that's a whale, look at it. Oh, okay. But I think in terms of when they can't identify it readily as a whale, then they might go to dinosaur. But it's ridiculous. The whole idea that these sea animals or reptilians started with one guy back in 1850. He's like, you know, I bet it's an aquatic reptile. Really? You got whales everywhere. whales everywhere, and you're going no aquatic reptile with no evidence, no backing at all. So I'm going to get you the names and everything out there of these guys. It takes a while to write that up. There's a lot of information. But let's listen to a little bit of Jungle Surfers, Dinosaurs Are a Hoax.
Fictions. But they should be functional, highly functional, or they wouldn't exist, or with evolutionary survival of the fittest type style, they would falter. They wouldn't be created in the first place because they wouldn't be functional. Function is a huge thing. Whatever you want to talk about, the creation of existence, function. Function things.
So what Jungle Surfer said before I cut in a little bit later, he's just saying, you see the images of the dinosaur with the big giant long tail. He said, well, the big giant long tail is beneficial in the water, like for a whale, so it makes sense. But on land, to have a big giant tail for no purpose except to balance a big giant head, he was saying that doesn't seem like it's nature's way of using function properly. He makes a good point.
Have to be functional. Now, we know in the gravity we live in on this planet, we know what weight is. Let's just put it to basic weight. The stomach of these things would fall out. They couldn't balance. I mean, it's just ridiculous to think something would be like this. Look how long that neck is, and then it has to have a tail so it balances off the legs. It's just not functional.
And here he's talking about a picture of those big giant brontosaurus, diplocatus looking ones with the big giant necks vertical to the ground. He's showing that how could those thin neck muscles hold up all that weight of that big giant neck? Just hanging out, gravity. So the muscles required to hold all the cervical columns and the blood that's in the neck and the tissue are not here unless you built big, thick a neck on this dinosaur. It's not going to have a thin, long neck. And he says it just, anyway, in nature, we don't see this today. Why would we see it later? Why would we see it in the past? Big, long neck, basically, not possible in nature. All
right. Like the biggest animal you see on the earth is an elephant. And that has a hard time. It doesn't have a lot of dexterity, you might say. It walks on big padded feet to hold its weight. And its whole survival is based around getting enough calories in. It's got a massive calorie need. Imagine tons and tons of these big animals running around on any planet. They chew it to bits. Might be a way to look at it as well. Now, this is a new style of thing they've created, something like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. But when I look at any of these Tyrannosaurus Rexes, I just can't help but think of whales. Even as a child, I thought they just looked like a whale and had a few legs. And the tail is the tail. So a whale skeleton, add a few bits and rearrange it a bit, and you'd have a Tyrannosaurus skeleton. The difference, of course, is whales function in water, where the weight isn't such a problem. But on land, there's big problems. I mean, there's big problems to try and pump the blood through this animal. The cooling of it. It just doesn't fit this earth. You'd have to believe in a totally different earth to believe in these animals. Parameters would have to be much different. But they'll put all these things, diagrams of them even having sex here. I mean, nothing is beyond the powers that be when it comes to fakery and hoaxery. And just like any of their fakes and hoaxes, we'll have to add a whole lot of sexy stuff so that people will follow it. Now look at that head. Is that a whale's head or not? Just change the teeth a bit maybe. Make them sharper. And look.
All right, so I'll put this in the show notes if you want to finish listening to this. Whales Are a Hoax. He does a couple of them. 2 and 3 and 4. He makes a compelling case, I must say. All right. Let's continue to talk about our dinosaurs. Besides looking like whales, We have other dinosaurs besides the big giant ones that could possibly be whales who are also big and giant. I mean, if you think about it, if we said in the past that North America was a giant sea before, you know, when the ice age was melting, wouldn't that be a perfect place for a bunch of whales to live? And when that giant sea is, so we are told, I don't know if that's true or not, but if it suddenly disappeared because it got cracks in all those ice walls like I see on Ice Age the movie, yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but nevertheless, you got a bunch of whales swimming around. Maybe there's a big die-off, I don't know, maybe there isn't. Seems more likely dinosaurs are actually whales. If you go back to England in the 1920s, all the first dinosaur bones, all the beginning ones, were all found in England. Of all the places in the world, the very people studying it and talking about it are the ones who find it. What I'm finding is we have pictures of whales way before we have bones to support them. To me, that's the biggest damning piece of evidence. We have pictures way before we have bones. Boom. Whales. Sorry. So if we keep tally, we have K and we have whales. So our dinosaurs, D. So K, one for K, because the inland sea, it was probably whales and not dinosaurs. So one for K. Another what point for K and not for dinosaurs is that they were all found in England. Started this huge dinosaur hunt. If you read the wiki page on dinosaurs or T-Rex or whatever, they go back to this original bone found in 1600 that it was in some dumb book. But I'm finding a lot of the initial finds, they're lost now. I have a document explaining all this, but I just want to make it pretty before I let everybody read it. But I'm just telling you what I'm finding. So far, the big plesiosaurus from Mary Anning, all her plesiosaurs are lost. I mean, they just keep getting lost. So they make a whole new dinosaur from these bones, and then the bones are lost. Look at that. A whole bunch of them are gone. That gave us our foundation, our foundational bones for dinosaurs are lost. So another one for K, dinosaurs. So far it's three for K, dinosaurs, you got nothing. Nothing. There's also, I found, a point in history where in the 1800s, people were drawing up all these dinosaurs, but they weren't describing a physicality to them. They were just collecting them, I guess. They were in the collection stage. Now, along this whole time, we had big dinosaur shows going on, elephant skeletal displays that people would come to for fairs. It was a huge deal. In the 1800s, showing the weird and the wondrous and the amazing and putting them on display. Stuffed animals, skeletals of animals. They were just big money. So that was already going on as we are dinosaur hunting. So when they decided to make a cast of the dinosaur bones, I think the first, what we're going to now call T-Rex, it only had like three, a jawbone, two cervical bones, whatever, that's it, before they decided to make the entire skeleton of a T-Rex. So if you go back and look, folks, it don't look like dinosaurs exist, like them's a fairy tale. That's what I'm telling you. Dinosaurs is a fairy tale to scare the kitties at night, to keep them nervous. All right, let me open up my dino document. And a lot of people are connecting dinosaurs with dragons. So they're saying, isn't it interesting that we have dinosaurs that are shaped like dragons? I think so. We have like a pterodactyl looking dragon thing. I mean, all over the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s. But the very first picture of a dinosaur that I can find that's supposed to be a dinosaur, I believe is the plesiosaur was the first one. Nope, that's not it. There's another one. It's that bird. Oh, they didn't draw it yet. Up to the 1700s. Go to 1800s. Here you go. Around the end of the 17th century, the beginning of the 18th century, we have a drawing of what's supposed to be a pterodactyl. So they drew it like, it looks like a bird if you just look at it. It's got the hollow beak just like a bird. It's just all smashed up, but there's a couple extra bones they think they see. So they're like, that must hold a flap of skin. So then they drew this bat-looking lizard deal. And that was the first pterodactyl in 1800, in the 1800s. And that's from one slab, a shale or something that an impression was on. Not too convincing, not at all. Then they have, it looks like a whalebone, but they're calling it a mosasaur. So instead of saying, hey, look, it's a whalebone, they say, hey, it's a mosasaur. And it must be a reptile. And it must be aquatic. Because why? You found it where old lakes used to be, where old giant seas used to be, where old rivers used to be, where old. And I'm only saying that because a bunch of whales, I was looking up whale skeletons, and a bunch of whales, there's articles where they swam up river and then just died. Really weird kind of stuff like that. So we can find them anywhere. They didn't draw the mosasaur yet. But the first plesiosaur drawing was from a lady who was always broke, who was always selling fossils to make a lot of money. Her fossils are all gone, by the way, lost in a big fire. So the first drawing comes from her. And it really looks like a whale bone that they stuck some sort of circular eye socket in a hollow. That's not supposed to be the eye. And then she just attached a body to it. Not very compelling at all. So the earlier finds, there's almost no compelling finds up to 1850. And if anyone out there listening to the sound of my voice finds an early compelling fossil, send it to fakeologist.com. Send us a pic of it and a link of it. Because I've been looking. I'm embarrassed to say I've spent dozens of hours on this already. And I can't find it. Now, if you're going to look for dinosaur bones, here's a couple tips. You got to use the word holotype, H-O-L-O-T-Y-P-E. A holotype is the original bones that the dinosaur was described from. Sometimes they'll use holotype specimen. Now, holotype specimen could be a bunch of bones put together to say, here's our T-Rex now. So the holotype specimen for T-Rex is 6 bones. Like I said, couple of jaw bones, couple of spinal column deals, and a foot something femur maybe. That's it. And by the way, whales do have bones like femurs that they swim with. And for us, I'm going to go back to the whale thing for a minute. For us to say, hey, I know all the types of whales that ever existed. Of course we don't. There could be unknown varieties that have lived and died out that we could be seeing the skeletons of. There's no reason to assume we know what type of species of whale it was. So it might be like an odd type we're not quite familiar with. Because if you Google weird whales, you're going to get a lot of strange things, a lot of strange images that show up. So let's go back to how to look for dinosaur bones. Now you got to say the word holotype, but if you do a holotype specimen, you're going to get, say, like all the bones put together, so now it's that specimen that we're going to look to. I saw people online analyzing the holotype specimen for T-Rex for how it yells. But dude, this isn't one animal found in the dirt. It's acknowledged that the holotype specimen for T-Rex is a made-up creation out of 6 bones. So we don't know what the nasal cavity looks like. All that shit's made up. It's all made up. There's only like 6 bones. How many bones? No skin, no guts. So you're analyzing fiction, dude, and I think this is what's going on here. We have an entire industry analyzing fiction. All right, so let's go back to searching for dinosaurs. So say you you have the plesiosaur, and you want to find the original bones for the plesiosaur, you're going to type into Google plesiosaur holotype. And there you go. You're going to find all the bones you want and find the bones for those original specimens. And I guarantee you, this is a guarantee from Kay, that you're only going to find a couple of nuggets per dinosaur. A couple of nugget bones. They're all chewed up usually anyway. So how the hell are you going to know what they are? They've been rolling around time and creation for God knows how long. Now you're going to say you know exactly what animal that's for? And really, the five, so the T-Rex, they got like six bones found in completely six different locations. And by the way, the early dinosaur hunters, they didn't dig. These are bones passed around collectors. So they took them out of their strata. They took them out of the ground. So we don't know where the hell they came from. I mean, they know certain quarries. Then usually that's how they found them. But it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm sorry, kids. Like Santa Claus, dinosaurs just don't exist. I'm sorry. They're just not out there. Oh, hey, we got Rochelle here. Let's call Rochelle up. We're going to make sure we hear her. Last time I had Rollo on, we couldn't hear him because I didn't have my Skype settings correctly. Yay, waiting for it to ring. Is it mean to tell kids dinosaurs don't exist? Hey, Rochelle! Oh, yay! All right, let me turn on my... No.
Is it mean to tell kids dinosaurs don't exist?
All right.
Oh, yay! All right, let me turn
on my... Okay, I'm listening to myself on my cell phone on the stream live.
No.
Okay. Let's see. Say, Rochelle, say check 1, 2, and 2.
Okay. I'm listening to myself on my cell phone. On the
I don't know if I can hear you. Hold on. Okay, sounds like a plan. Okay, you call me back, right? Okay. I'll call you back. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Bye. There you go. We organizing this.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Oh, there you go.
Back, right? Okay.
We're not hearing Rochelle because I'm lame. And let me go to tools, options, 4 and 2, I believe. Audio. Ah, there we go. 4. Is it 2 and 4 or 4 and 2? I think 2 and 4. Thank you for hanging in there. Check one. Nope, that's not doing it. 4, 2. Why is that not working? Ah! Okay, let me call Rochelle back. Maybe she can walk me through it. Calling Rochelle. There we go, folks. Hope you're getting over the dinosaur thing. I know it's hard. It's hard to know. It's hard to learn. Hey, Rochelle. Oh, I changed the settings. Dang it. Hold on. Options. Audio. That's why she can't hear me. Can you hear me now, Rochelle? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me, Rochelle? Okay, but... Oh, dang it. Let me look in the Skype settings. I don't think they can hear you. I didn't write down what I had to do last time. Rollo, hold on. All right. We're just going to... I'm going to play a little Simon Check music for just a minute while I get this worked out. All righty. Okay, so let me get Simon Check. We'll play a couple of his songs and I'll work this out. We're going to play Golden Days from his album Relativity.
Take me back to the good old golden days. When nothing ever seemed to bother me. To bother me. Take me back.
Shit, right? fucking hot. Okay. How you doing, Rochelle? You ready?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, let's hear you talk for a minute. I need to check my speakers. Check two, check three. Ah, we got it.
Oh my god, you probably have ACK.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're back. Hi, Rochelle.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So, there you go. I think I learned my lesson. So, what have you been up to lately?
Lately, like today, well, I just woke up from a nap, which is awesome. But just working. Just working. How about yourself? Relaxing, sleeping in and stuff? You?
I've been doing dinosaurs, man. I'm like autistic about dinosaurs now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, once I get on something, I go for it. I just get on that train and just keep it driving it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's, thinking about dinosaurs, that it's pretty funny, isn't it?
Right? I'm like at 50,000 words now and like 600 pictures.
I just need to what do you mean?
50,000 words? Like... Yeah, I've been writing about them.
Well, what do you think about it?
Well, why were you asleep and getting your beauty sleep there, darling?
I know.
I was just explaining how if you go to fakeologist.com chat, it's basically, I think they're just whale bones. Dude's just capitalizing on whale bones, and then that's it.
Yeah, it's something. I don't know. Hearing Chris talk about it from his older talks and stuff, it's some pretty funny stuff. I mean, they do a pretty good job of fooling people, but if you like actually think about it, it's pretty retarded, so...
It is like all the first, all the initial specimens, or I shouldn't say all, I mean, a significant portion of the initial specimens that we call dinosaurs today, all those bones were lost.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, that's what I mean, that's so funny.
But here's the funny thing, like in this one drawing of an 1814 paper showing the Ichthyosaurus platodon skull found by Joseph Anning in 1811. Unfortunately, it was destroyed in the bombing of the Bristol Museum during World War II. The The bombing of Bristol.
Oh, they bomb museums? Oh, that's so awesome.
Well, they were bombing the whole city, right?
Right.
So what I think is they didn't have the fossils in the first place. So someone was like, hey, yeah. Where's those fossils? Dude, wasn't that museum bombed? Yeah. They were lost in the fire. You mean so your rock fossils burned up in the fire?
Yeah, exactly, right? So convenient. Yeah, it could just be just pure rock, too. I mean, who knows with them?
Yeah, China got busted recently for doing a bunch of fake fossils.
So what way.
Oh, it's super easy. If you go online, those are most of the... If it's from China and they're selling it. So what they do is they have a mold, say, of like... any like a dinosaur, right? Or this one, it was a penguin skull. And then they take bones that like chicken bones or whatever, you know, chopped up bones, and they press them into the mold and then pour plaster Paris over it, the top.
So it looks like it's all the same thing, but it just... Like, the chicken bones are, like, the core, and then they got this plastic mold over it.
Well, the chicken bones are on the outside. It's the part right. You can see.
Oh!
Yeah, right? So, what they're doing is they're putting a skull together and basically covering it with old bones, just of anything.
They're like, hey, anybody want to eat some KFC? I'm like, save your bones!
Save your bones. It's for our family business.
You catch a scientist going through the garbage can behind KFC. Like, what the hell are you doing, man?
Right?
Dumpster diving for science, bro.
It's for science. That's so funny. So you've been working on some science yourself.
I wouldn't call it that. It's just common sense, right?
Well, isn't that what science is supposed to be? Common sense?
Oh, I know, right? It's not what it means anymore, but... Yeah, I've been trying to tear away at this video, but, you know, as you can see, I sleep when I shouldn't be, and, you know, I'm up when I should be asleep, and so I never get anything done, okay? Nobody have any faith in me at all. I'm a total letdown.
But your brain is learning, and we can talk about what you learned, right? Even if you don't put it in a video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but right. Okay, so I feel like it's like a secret, right?
Yeah, you know, me too. I was going to make my dinosaur thing a secret, but mm-hmm. I'm kind of stuck. I don't know quite how to talk about all the information I've gathered, and I want to make mm-hmm. a Clues Forum post about it.
But
I'm
where
not
do you start?
Yeah, there's just a million pieces of information. I was thinking of doing like a Google Docs and just let people perusing mm-hmm. and saying, it's, I don't know. I don't know what to do with all my information. So
yeah,
maybe
you gotta...
if we talk about it, you can figure out how mm-hmm. to proceed on your video.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Do you want to keep it a secret? I don't want to do that, though, if you want to keep it a secret, is my point. You have a deal.
I mean,
here,
you know, it's kind of spoiler alert, but not really. I'm sure, I mean, have you ever seen the documentary, The Tale of the Two Towers?
I have not.
That's what it's called. It's an official documentary, The Tale of the Two Towers. And they're not kidding when they say that either, The Tale.
Bingo! It's the truth! It's just a tale!
Oh my god, yeah, they're not kidding. It's so funny, you know? And it's like an hour and a half it's like a 2-hour documentary, so... of just complete lies. And it's it's like from probably like 2002... No, not 2002. Probably like 2004. It's not new, you know? It's from right after everything happened, basically. So, That's what I like to do. I like to watch the official documentaries of things and see, you know, what the survivors have to say, like, what the story is. And, like, man, they just take it away. They do not care. They just keep lying and lying. That's what I mean. Yeah, I guess it's hard to talk about because, you know, it's an hour and 45-minute documentary. And so there's so many, like, timestamps. But I could give you one. I don't know if you can play play audio or anything.
Yeah, I got it. Ab got me all set up. Okay, it's called 9/11 : The Tale of the Two Towers.
Uh-huh.
There you go. I'm going to put the link in the chat, so if people want to follow along at home, let's put that in there. All right. So I got her called up.
Yeah, and screw it. I'll still make a video of it. But I'll just give you one of the timestamps here. I think this would be pretty funny. Let's see. Let's go to, I think it's 1 hour and 9 minutes. And it should be, I don't have it pulled up here with me. I just kind of have my timestamp written down on a piece of paper. But it should be a darker skinned guy with like a green shirt on. Kind of bald. I don't know his name. I didn't write his name down.
I gotta make it big to get into the 09. 109, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Wait, 1 hour. Oh, mm-hmm. Go. It's like halfway through, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right. I watched it for that long.
Wow, you held it. You're a trooper.
No, it's so hard to watch. I mean, I'm constantly commentating, like, I'm in a room by myself, and I'm just, like, talking to myself, like, you gotta be kidding me.
Seriously.
Like, freaking weird.
You gotta be kidding me.
Like, oh, my God. Jaw dropping, my eyes just wide open as I'm in a room by myself. It's just so crazy.
Funny. Okay, let's play it. Ready?
Yeah, now he might be starting in the middle of a sentence.
Once I got down, I guess I ran through.
Once I got down, I ran through. Should we back up? Oh, 1090. Should I back up a little bit, or is that good?
When I wrote down 110, I was kind of like, it might be in the middle of his convo, so is this guy wearing a green shirt, or?
Yeah.
It's him?
Yeah. The green shirt.
Okay,
part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to talk about it first, or play it and then talk about it?
Just go ahead and play it. Let's hear what it has to say.
All right. Whoops, I backed up too much. Yeah, it's like 108:30. Okay, here we go.
I felt some drywall. And...
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that. Now, that's Ron DeFrancisco, and so that's not him. He's annoying as hell, That's not him. Okay. The guy's wearing like a green sweater.
Oh, is it where he's got the turtleneck?
Yeah, the turtleneck. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. 110:46.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Come on, baby. She's catching up to me. Yeah.
I'm making it out.
Here we go.
You make your way from the exit around, and there's doors. Revolving doors that take you into the plaza.
There you go.
That's the guy, Dave Donovan. All right. And
Dave. Okay, Dave. Thank you.
He's from the North Tower. Okay, here we go.
In between the two buildings, and that's where all the FBI, the police were standing, blocking you, because that's where all the debris was. That's where all the people were falling. And, you know, they keep yelling, walk to the right, don't look to your left, don't look to your left, and... Like every other person, when someone tells you don't look to the left, you look to the left. And it was probably the most horrific thing I've probably seen in my life, and hopefully ever will see in my life. You look out into the plaza where the globe was. There's body parts everywhere, burning pieces of the plane. I remember seeing plane seats with bodies still in them, missing.
What? What, plane seats with bodies in them? Really?
He keeps lying, though. It gets worse. It's so funny. I know, right? That's what I'm saying.
There's no reports of that anywhere. Plane seats with bodies still in them.
He saw it. It
must be before Judy Wood. Maybe her disintegration ray worked twice. Once when it hit the building, and then, you know, then he saw the plane seat, you know, once then again. That's ridiculous. Okay, let's get to
it. It wasn't plane seats. There were bodies in them with body parts missing.
It's even worse.
I just was saying, it's like, dude, you keep extending the lie, like, oh my God. So he keeps going. He just doesn't slow down.
Okay, let's continue.
Certain body parts. At the time, I didn't remember most of it, but as time's progressing, I'm more and more starting to come back to me. And I remember seeing a pregnant woman hit the ground when she jumped from about 100 floors up. And when she hit, she just, like a watermelon dropping off the roof, and you could see the baby come out with the cord. And,
What? The baby popped out of the mommy's tummy like jelly.
Yeah.
Still attached to the cord. Popped right out.
I've never heard of anything so ridiculous in my life. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and in addition, Andy saw bodies falling. Don't look left, buddy.
Yes.
Look left. And he,
you know, that line that he used. That line that he used when he's talking about you know, everybody, when they tell you don't look to the left, you look to the left. That was, another guy says that in the video, too, you know? So it's like, were they being interviewed next to each other, or you're saying that they just came up with this line together? Like, they often all use the same lines. It's so ridiculous.
Because it's hard to come up with stuff. They got a copy.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a good line. It's a good line. Let's use it, like, eight times. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's continue with David Donovan's story.
That's something that sticks with me. I don't think I could forget that. It didn't look like what.
Yeah,
that was ridiculous.
That's right. That's something that I don't think I'll ever forget. It's like, well, duh. Like, that doesn't need to be said, you fucking idiot. Like, oh yeah, that's something that you may or may not forget. Like a pregnant lady jumping out of a building and her baby popping out and flying out of her belly. That's just like, what is this, a cartoon, dude? Like, come on.
Right, it's Donald Duck. It's Kylie E. Wyoti physics. Right.
There's a whole book on that. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, was that? I mean, what do you think about that story? You know,
could it happen? Could he see three gory things in one scene? In one,
just right. Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Did anyone else see all three gore? People falling from the building and splatting, and then missing body parts hanging off at plane seats, because you know they're strapped in. So because they're good people, they strap themselves in, so that's why they're hanging upside down from these seats. And then like like lions or something chewed their arms off or something, so there's stuff missing. And the pregnant lady with the baby popped out.
Right. he must have been like standing there for an hour or something. What the hell's going on? Nope, just scrolling through, and this is just what happened that day. It's like, what the fuck?
It's just, that's what I saw. I saw that. It's got to be real. I'll never forget it.
His face is just so, like, he's such a bad actor. I don't know. It's just, all these people in this documentary are, like, really bad actors, you know? But that's, when I heard that, I mean, that's what made me want to make a video, you know? And it's like, oh, okay.
All right.
We believe that.
We got to listen to that one more time in its entirety, because that's just gold, okay?
Dave Donovan.
Yeah, that's golden, I know.
We're finally making it out. You make your way from the exit around, and there's doors, revolving doors, that take you into the plaza in between the two buildings. And that's where all the FBI, the police were standing, blocking you, because that's where all the debris was. That's where all the people were falling. And, you know, they keep yelling, walk to the right. Don't look to your left. Don't look to your left. And like every other person, when someone tells you don't look to the left, you look to the left. And it was probably the most horrific thing I've probably seen in my life, and hopefully ever will see in my life. You look out into the plaza where the globe was. There's body parts everywhere, burning pieces of the plane. I remember seeing plane seats with bodies still in them, missing certain body parts. At the time, I didn't remember most of it, but as time's progressing, I'm more and more starting to come back to me. And I remember seeing a pregnant woman hit the ground when she jumped from about 100 floors up. And when she hits, she just... like a watermelon dropping off the roof, and you could see the baby come out with the cord. And that's something that sticks with me. I don't think I could forget that. It did.
He really got into that scene, didn't he?
Right. Oh, yeah. He was super into it. That's what I'm saying. And it's and he kind of lost it at the end too. Like, oh, I don't think I'll ever forget that. Like, enough said, dude. Like, you don't even have to say that. Like, about something that horrible. You know what I mean? As if it was real. It's like, do you really need to make that statement? It's so
right?
stupid.
And you know what? I challenge the audience. I challenge you. You know, a lot of people watch these videos as if they are truth, right? But watch it assuming you know he's acting. Try that.
Right. It's so obvious, right, Kay? Thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so here's the thing, though. Like, if you just tell any person that, you know, I think that anybody can catch it. I think that it's because, like, at first it's not a possibility. You know, it's not within the realms of reality for them. But then when you just mention something like that, like, hey, they're probably acting, when they go back to look at it, whether they accept that fact or not, when they actually go back to look at it, now that's within the realms of possibility in their mind. Like, you know, even subconsciously. And so I think that you're going to immediately recognize it. You know what I mean? You're going to... it's kind of like telling somebody that, like, reality TV is fake, you know, and they don't believe you. But then when they go back and look at it, now that you told them that, that's in their mind now. And so they're like, oh, like, eventually they come to terms with it. You know what I mean? They're like, okay, I see what you're saying now. You know, it's so obvious once it's verbalized to somebody. And I think that, especially with this documentary, it certainly is.
Oh, yeah, the way he paused in just the right moments and things like
oh,
that.
Oh, so mad.
Yeah. He really dramatized it up with his face. Oh, and
yeah.
He did
that's
a good job.
Like
yeah.
Yeah, he does. They do a good job, I think. You know, that's why I don't like Ron DeFrancesco, though, is because his character is so, like he's so... torn by what happened on that day, and he's so heartbroken, and just you know what I mean. He just doesn't have it all together because he's so he's been so like he has PTSD or something, you know. And so his voice, it's always low, and he talks slow, and you know, and it's like, oh, it's so annoying. It's so hard to watch. Like, he does a good job, but at the same time, it's really, really bad. I don't know how to explain it.
Right? No, I know exactly what you mean. When you know they're acting, it's just acting.
Yeah.
You're like blown away. It's a whole different movie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, start by that. He's getting paid to say that. You can see all the cracks in it. You can see the insincerity. It's a lot easier to see the insincerity.
Oh, yeah.
Or the overacting.
That's what most of it is, yeah. Overacting. I feel like that might just be the way to get things through to people, though. You know what I mean? That you know, we're like, why do they overact? Why do they do this and all this stuff? And why is it so dramatic? But it's like, I think that is actually the way it's supposed to be done. And so that's why it's so easy to catch. You know what I mean? It's like, if you don't know anything about it, then it seems so much more real. But then, like, if your eyes are open, even just an inkling, then it's so easy to spot. And so I think that's the whole danger about all this stuff for them. Is that, you know, to get their agenda through, they kind of have to be a little pathetic and out there with it. And so anybody that's looking out for it is going to spot it really easily, you know?
Right. I think we got a powerful need as a society. We got a powerful need for stories in our lives. I think it's how we connect with our neighbors. We want to know shit that's going down. It's our group mentality. We have to have a story. I think it's how our brain works. I've been thinking about this. We got to have stories. It's the whole way our brain organizes our relationships and, you know, the things in our lives. So our story used to be, oh, you know, our neighbor down the block, she got pregnant out of wedlock. Look at that. And then, you know, that was some entertainment for people. And then you over here, you're like, oh, my God, they're going to buy a new house. And, oh, what are they doing in their family? We had stories with the people that we knew. All our stories were local.
Yeah.
Right? The only stories people would listen to that weren't local stories were fairy tales and books. Right, but now
yeah,
we have this.
Now we all know the same strangers, right?
Right, but now that powerful need for stories that we have is what keeps us social as a society. I'm thinking more and more. we get it through, we get satisfied through the television stories. So we don't go looking out for our neighbor stories like we're supposed to get to know, you know, to create a bond in our society.
And nobody has any anyway, because nobody knows how to talk. So
right. So I think we get our stories from shit like this, and it satisfies the need to learn and care about people, which is, I think, our, you know what, this is why we fall for this shit, because it's human nature to want to care about people.
Yeah, the pregnant lady. That's so sad. There was a baby on the way.
Seriously, if it wasn't our natural state to be caring, this shit wouldn't work. We'd be like, fuck, whatever, I don't care. That's
stupid shit. I know, right? If it needed to have a documentary about it. Yeah,
and I think they're totally exploiting that social need for story that we have, and then that need, that basic, that desire we have to care for people. I don't know. That's what I'm
thinking.
So these stories, I noticed, they're so emotionally manipulative. Like you were saying, you know, like how they say not to look left and you look left, because everyone's done that. It's a powerful statement. I did that. Yeah. I did that once.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You must be telling the truth.
I'm but right there with you, man. I understand everything you're saying.
But David Weiss, you know, it reminds me of what he was saying. He kept saying, he said it three times in our interview, and they still miss him to this day. Well, no shit, they still miss him to this day. It's another one. Oh, yeah, my dad died. I still miss him to this day, too. Well, no shit,
you do. I know, right? I know, isn't that something that you don't need to say? Right. Like, hey, my dad died, and, you know, I don't think I'll ever forget that ever in my life. Like, okay.
Me too. Yeah, you're right. So it's one of those general manipulative emotional statements. So if I hadn't thought David Weiss was working for the other side before, that nailed it to me. You're like, oh, really? Really?
David Weiss. I don't know what you speak of.
He works at Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. He's there. But I shouldn't say, I'd say most likely of all, if you threw data in front of me and you said, is David working? Getting paid for this or not? Yeah, I would say he's getting paid for it, according to the data that I have. According, but you know, I don't know. I could not 100% anything.
Is David? Well, now I haven't been able to since I haven't been able to work around my phone or anything like that. I haven't been able to listen to a lot of calls. Is David Weiss somebody that you interviewed or?
Yeah, I interviewed him. Yes, sir. We're getting a bit of an echo. Echo.
Oh, okay. Let me mute. Sorry, I'm in the bathroom.
Oh. I hope you're brushing your teeth.
Shh. 1 second.
All right. So, David, he has a pretty funny comedy show that I find entertaining, but then his 9/11 views are highly suspicious. And he came on KHAM Radio, and Hoy and I interviewed him. And we felt most likely he wasn't being sincere on a lot of his 9/11 points, according to what we know. So, yeah, we called him out. We called you out, David.
Oh, okay. I think I did hear that one. That was a little bit older.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I'm bringing him up again because he made that statement three times in our interview. Yeah, and they still miss him to this day. Dude, you're reading that out of a script. Knock it off. I can spot that a mile away.
Right, right.
So, and it's weird. And I like, hey, by the way, this guy, Don Donovan, what was his name?
Don Donovan?
The guy who turned neck?
I have a cut on my hand that reopened up, so I'm nursing myself. Sorry. I'm listening to you, though.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You have such a hard job. That's a bummer.
It sucks. It's ridiculous. I'm a slave. I'm listening to you, though, and then I'm going to send you another timestamp. Give me a second.
Okay, Dave Donovan, North Tower. Okay, so Dave Donovan. It's convenient as he's coming up with all his little gruesome stories. He's like, oh, and they saw him dropping. Yeah, okay. And, oh, hey, I saw body parts hanging out of plane seats. No, and, oh, hey. Hey, I saw a pregnant lady dropping her baby pop out. And then he says, well, you know, and more. there, more stories are coming back to me as time goes on. I'm starting to remember more. I'm like, well, that's convenient, Dave. You can dig up more shit now? You can find out more things you didn't remember that happened in that couple second time span? Seriously, folks, that is, I'm going to do that too. You know, next time I crash my car, my husband's like, what happened? I'll be like, I don't know. I don't know. It was traumatic. I can't remember, but I do remember someone hit me. That's all I remember. Yeah, someone hit me.
It's more okay. And more is coming back.
But more, but right now I don't know, but more and more. And so then my husband, it's like this, my husband calls back and he goes, hey, your headlights out and this and your, this is busted. How could that have happened? Oh, now more and more is coming back to me. Hold on. It's just like Dave Donovan. Convenient, Dave. I don't buy it.
Dave Donovan's, yeah.
All right. Are we done with
is
that?
There anything,
did we shred Dave Donovan? Can,
is there... Oh, is that my dad shredding him?
All right. What are we working on now, darling?
Well, let me grab my pad real quick. Write this off.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
There's another one. And let's see. It's I didn't write their names down because I mean, who gives? But what timestamp would this be? Oh, I think it's about probably 49 minutes. I wrote down 50, so I'm going to say about 49 minutes. It's a lady with blonde hair, an older lady.
All right. So is that in the video?
Yeah, it is.
And what was the timestamp?
I'm going to say about 49.
149?
No, just 49 minutes.
49.
Jumping backwards.
Yes, we can do that. It's allowed. And it's a guy with a tie.
It's allowed. No. Okay, so it's probably, you know, I wrote down 50, so probably a little bit forward. It's a lady with blonde hair.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it's like 50-something.
Okay.
So
I should just trust my timestamps. These are the two most ridiculous ones in here, but I mean, if you ever get a chance to watch the whole documentary, well, I got a whole list of timestamps here. It's for a reason.
All right. It's hard to nail her down because they're so close back to back.
Right, they jump
back.
So
we're
going
to have to listen to him.
You could just tell it was people.
And not the guy.
It was just hideous.
I love it.
It was just hideous.
Here we go.
What I saw was complete devastation. It was a war zone. Dead bodies. I saw a man and a woman where I would sit. Every day I used to go to lunch and read my book on the concourse level with a very good friend of mine. And that day when it was just a coincidence that I came out that exit. When I came out that exit, there was a man and a woman embraced with a piece of metal through them. I fainted on the spot.
They were embraced on a bench. They were skewered, basically. Shish kebab. We got a little shish kebab going on.
Yeah, what that tasted like. Yeah.
What?
It was just a coincidence that she came out that door and she fainted on the spot, too. That's not the first time she fainted either in her story. It's so funny. So
she's a fainter.
And a lot of people pass out, though. They're like, yeah, so this happened, and then I passed out. And it's like, oh, what a great way to not have to tell the rest of the story, you fucking asshole. Like, hey, Kate, what happened after you got hit by that car? Like, I passed out, and I woke up 3 days later. Like, oh, so you don't even have to write the story. Like, how convenient, dude. I would have passed out at opportune times, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Don't even ask me what happened because I was sleeping the entire time. Yep. So she passed out, she passes out, she wakes up, tells a little bit of the story, passes out again. It's like, what's going on, dude? Like, wakes up 3 days later, finishes the story. Like, come on, man.
She She was mentioning that she does the same thing every day. She reads at this bench. She reads at the... Oh, it's always the same. And then she said, but this one day I exited in a different way. So it's like, wait a minute, you're not... Why did you tell us you always do the same thing if this time you didn't?
Well, yeah, it was just a coincidence that I happened to go out this door. Like, what? Yeah. Something's going in the building. Like, how, you know what I mean? Are you, I don't know. Just there's a lot of unnecessary things said, it almost seems like, you know? But yeah, that's super funny. They were skewered. Like, yeah, that's completely ridiculous. So, like, as soon as they hugged, a piece of metal flew through them and just kind of impaled them. That's pretty awesome. I mean, I'd like to die that way, I guess, you know?
I'm thinking it was super pointy, right? I mean, if you look at the physics of it.
We can only hope, Kay. We can only hope, yeah.
If it was just an I-beam, wouldn't it have just smashed them? Right? They would be too pancaked against the wall. But the fact that they were sitting there, it must have super been pointy. That it could slice through without moving them.
Yeah, they must have held on to each other, like, really tight. Like, hold on! Here it comes! Don't move backwards at all!
They're embracing, holding the bench.
Hold on! Embrace it! Yeah,
I shouldn't have worn leather today, damn it!
Yep, so, I mean, you know, I mean, which one's more ridiculous, you know? I don't know. They're both pretty... That's pretty bad, right? Like, that's a pretty
really
bad story to tell.
Yeah.
It's definitely storytelling. And she's certainly a storyteller. You know, this documentary here reminds me a lot of the Sydney Siege documentary. That also happens to be 2 hours long. And there's a lot of storytelling going on there. That one's even harder to watch, though, because, like... I don't know, it's just super hard to watch, but yeah, they tell stories and change their voice and stuff like that, you know, and kind of like do impressions of, you know, when they change their voice when somebody else is talking. I don't know, it's so childish to me, basically, but I guess that's how they get their point across.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, what do you think about that, though? It's pretty much all I got. I mean,
well, let's want to finish listening to her.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was it. Okay, let's start her again from the beginning so we can get a good listen.
Feel to lie. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to listen to the guy for just a little bit.
Just tell it was people, and it was just hideous.
I look, and what I saw was complete devastation. It was a war zone. Dead bodies. I saw a man and a woman where I would sit. Every day I used to go to lunch and read my book on the concourse level with a very good friend of mine. And that day when it was just a coincidence that I came out that exit. When I came out that exit, there was a man and a woman embraced with a piece of metal through them. I fainted on the spot.
Yeah, I know.
They end it like that. That's the end of her segment. Drop the mic.
Right, end of story. End of story, right. It's fucking, oh wow.
I fainted on the spot. End.
I fainted, so don't ask me any more questions, guys.
Well, who the hell got you out? That's what I'm waiting. Nope, who got you out then?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they have a lot of miracles happening, too. A lot of grabbing going on. Somebody grabs this person, grabs that person, and takes them there. It's a lot of grabbing going on in this documentary, too. So.
Okay. You want to listen to the rest of her stories? Or not?
Oh, I mean, she says a lot of stupid, ridiculous stuff. But that's
the best.
That gets the cake right there. Yeah, that's
good.
The best one. Yeah,
drop
besides that,
mic.
You know, besides her fainting again, you know what I mean, at another opportune time later in the story. So, I mean, I could not believe it, you know.
Oh, my God. Do you have the timestamp of that? You want to listen to that?
Let me see. Because I think that I do.
Well, I can just scroll. I could just stop where I see blonde hair and play.
Okay, yep. And you can do that, and I'll look over here.
All right, so we started at 49. I'll go up from that. And
I remember it is a little bit later in the story, so.
Were all these interviewees, let me just ask you a question. Were they all from, like, different vantage points or from the same spot?
I don't know. That's interesting that you asked that, because I don't know. They talk about this field of bodies, like those three people, the guy that plays right before the girl, her, and then the guy with the turtleneck. And so, you know, it all seems like they're all, first of all, it sounds like everybody that jumped from the towers, like, jumped from the same fucking window or something, you know what I mean? Like, nobody went to the back of the building and jumped, or went to the back of the building to, you know, try and get out. Everybody just jumped out of the same window, because they all kind of do talk about it like it's from the same vantage point, except for only that guy saw the plane with burning body parts in it for some reason.
Interesting, right? I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. There were no other pockets of human beings trying to jump out the window except that one.
Right, somehow, yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't get out, but they could all converge onto that one window.
One window. Right. That's what I was saying. Why not go to the other side of the building and jump? Like, at least try and find a way out, you know? So, I don't know. Maybe the, you know, they couldn't get there or something is what they're trying to assume, but it sounds like everybody jumps into this courtyard, basically, which is kind of ridiculous.
Right. Right. Okay, I found her, so we're going to listen to the guy talk, and then our famous lady's going to come up.
I knocked over, at least onto my desk.
All you souls. Fireballs, I mean, right in front of you, smoke. It just wrapped around. We had all windows, so you just sort of wrapped around the whole building.
Fireballs. You had all the fireballs. All right, so she was...
a wall of fire. A lot of walls of fire and fireballs and stuff like that.
She does a lot to set the scene. But not a lot to move the story forward, right? So is that her job, the scene setter?
I guess so. You know, there's a lot of story confirmation going on here, too, you know, where it's like, hey, these are the only people that survived, but they happen to, like, run into each other during the disaster, and they get to, like, confirm each other's stories and stuff like that, you know? So it's almost like she's, like... you know, just there to, like, confirm certain parts of the story that, you know, everybody else is telling.
Okay,
he's kind of...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just found her again, so you want to finish listening to her story? Yeah, so just... I think this is a good way to analyze just from one person's viewpoint, right?
Oh, yeah.
That way you see really what she's...
Turn back around and
So we've got to listen to this dude first, and then we're going to listen to the female.
At that point, I proceeded to... get as far under a car as I could.
I ran. I ran so fast that people were pushing everybody. I ran.
Is it before or after she fainted?
This is after she fainted. If we're past 49, yeah, because somehow she woke up. Now she's running, and she's going to faint again here pretty soon.
Okay. I got to the corner.
You should get that checked
Once
out.
I got to the corner, I made a turn, a left turn, and the first car, there was a car there. The car was on fire, and they were saying, don't hide under the cars, they're gonna blow, they're gonna blow. They'll listen.
Wait, didn't that guy just start saying they were gonna hide under cars?
Yeah, this is the part, too, yes.
Now she's saying, don't hide under cars.
They're blowing
up. Right, the Judy Wood idea. This is confirming that, isn't it? Cars did blow up. Judy Wood said they did. Look at that. It's confirming that.
Wow.
All right, let's finish what she has to say.
And if I'm going to go, if God's going to take me, let him take me. I ran to the second car. When I ran to the second car, a priest grabbed me. I was in front of the...
That is damn convenient.
A lot of grabbing. A priest? So much grabbing.
Yeah, lots of grabbing.
Yeah, I'm priest saying the Hail Mary.
Right? I'm about to die. There's a priest. Okay, let's continue.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go.
Church. The priest grabbed me. I was like, Father, I'm saved. I go, please tell me I'm going to be okay. Tell me I'm going to be okay. He was like, you're going to be fine. I says, I'm not going to make it. And as I'm screaming, there's debris going into my throat. The priest is saying the Hail Mary. I'm cursing. I'm like, I lost my cell phone. I got myself so scared that I must have knocked myself unconscious. Because once the tower fell, you heard boom, 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 boom. The
She knocked herself unconscious.
Herself unconscious this time. Okay, you don't get paid for that, honey. You can't knock yourself unconscious and, you know, and then make us feel bad for you. But how did she do that? I'd like to do that, like, on the job sometimes. Like, I'll knock myself unconscious and go home early. Like, how do you do that? How do you do that? What's the secret, man?
All right, I'm going to back up and replay just a little part of that, okay?
All right.
So, good story.
Be okay. Tell me I'm going to be okay. He was like, you're going to be fine. I says, I'm not going to make it. And as I'm screaming, the debris is going into my throat. The priest is saying the Hail Mary. I'm cursing. I'm like, I lost my cell phone. I got myself so scared that I must have knocked myself unconscious. Because once the tower fell, you heard boom, 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 the metal hitting the car.
Once all the falling stopped, you had the cloud.
What?
That was the car she was going to get into. It would have smashed her.
Only the car, though. She left without a scratch on her that day somehow. Oh, and you know what they actually do? You know how they have pictures? They have like the black and white pictures of them taking photos of people on 9/11, like the disaster. They actually managed to find a picture of her. They found a picture of her that they took on that day, so that means she was there. And it's her sitting on the sidewalk, apparently, you know, with dust on her face and stuff like that. So I thought that was pretty convenient. You know, how many pictures do they have of people, you know, survivors and victims and stuff, but they just happen to have one of her. Like, there she is.
So were these the guys that got, like, you see running in the background? Is that what they did? They did a whole day, probably, a whole photo shoot of them all messy.
Yeah, it's like a movie where they just block off. You know, they do that here in Portland. There's a guy that does extras or whatever that my boyfriend works with. And, like, they're making the show Grimm or something like that out here. But they just block off whole streets, you know, in the middle of the day and stuff. And they have permission to do that. So I don't think that it's kind of out of the realms of reality for them to just block off a whole downtown for a movie, you know what I mean? Like, to plan that. I think that they actually can get away with that and do that, so it almost sounds like that's kind of what happened.
Yeah. The cities get paid pretty good for doing that, so they like to do it, actually. Yeah. You get money changing hands.
All right, it is 102 degrees here. It's 102 degrees. Crazy.
How you staying cool today?
I'm kind of sitting in front of a fan. If I move away from this, though, I start sweating immediately. You probably have ACK, so, in your house?
We do, but it's just a living room one and a bedroom one.
Way to brag. Yeah, I don't have any.
My husband from the Middle East, he wasn't ever going to buy one, so I actually bought him. He's like, no, it's
fine. Oh, you're like, you're crazy, dude. This is not... You're like, you're crazy, man. You can go on back there if that's how you want to live.
God, right? I'm like, what the hell, man? So he wouldn't pay for it. So yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm going to pay for it then. Mama got her air conditioning. So
yeah, there's cats that kind of live around here or whatever, and I look out on my back porch, and the cat's like, looks like it's dead. Like, I'm like, man, everything is dying, dude. The sun is, like, killing us. Like, we can't handle this heat, dude.
Oh, it is. Isn't it hot, though? Just physically hot on you. I mean, like, how can it be so far away and be so hot? Like, between shade and sun? It's a huge difference.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. I know. Isn't that weird? I know. It's like, how does the sun, how does that get all the way over here? And it's like, it burns me, first of all. Like, what the hell is that? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows what the sun I don't even want to get into that because, I think about that often.
It's a weird one. Me too.
It's a weird one. Yeah.
All right. So our funny little lady. Okay. So I want to ask you if we go back to the beginning. She said at the spot where I normally read, it's 9 a.m. Why is she reading in the morning?
She's an intellectual. What do you mean?
She gets there before work and reads in that spot? What?
Yeah, like, what way to show off, lady? Like, who cares? Like, yeah.
And are we to believe she was exiting her reading spot by this point, so she had already read?
And then what are you, I mean, what are you reading? Cartoons? Because, like, can you even, like, can you focus on anything in that busy area? Like, come on, dude. Like, what are you reading? Like, picture books or something? Like,
oh, it could be the morning paper, maybe. She reads before work.
Oh, yeah, probably the morning paper.
Right?
Yeah.
She drinks her coffee and reads her paper in the morning and then goes off to work. But she usually goes this way. But this time she goes this way.
Yep, how
Wait
convenient.
A minute.
It just,
when they got skewered, that's when the plane hit. Is that right?
Yeah, this is probably right before, this is before the people started jumping, so.
Well, wait a minute. That's right when the plane hit. Boom, right then. So it must have been exactly, I don't know, when did the first plane
hit? Oh, yeah. Or they were just, or the people got skewered, and she was coming down, and they were already, you know, on the Barbie, basically.
Oh, the building fell all at once. So she wouldn't have had time to observe that. She would have been crushed in it. It had to happen when the tower. Well, I mean, when the plane hit the tower, right?
I get confused as to what building these guys are in and what gets hit first, and if they're coming out of a building before their building's hit or not. You know, some of them I think come out of their building apparently like before their building gets hit by a plane, or I don't know. Yeah,
right. I don't think she'd be having coffee if she was in the second tower. Because the plane already hit the first tower. I don't think she'd be like, oh, I'll just finish reading after that first plane hit. No, this has to be the first
Never
plane.
Know, though. With these people, man.
Right. By the way, audience, this whole story is bullshit, right? We're just analyzing a bullshit story. That's all.
No, it's not, hey?
It's real. What are you talking about?
You think you thought that I didn't believe this story? No, this is totally real. I think that,
I was also.
No, I forgot. It's all coming back to me now. It's all coming back to me now. I'm just
time
now
goes
remembering
on.
Some things. Don't laugh at me. I'm traumatized, you know. Some things come and go.
That's funny. All right, so she was reading. It got interrupted by the plane strike, which she accidentally goes in another way. I guess the plane strike just happened. She opened the door and expected it to be normal, I guess. Right?
Well, yeah, you're like, where's all the... Yeah, like, is there a big party going on? What's the confetti for? What's going on? Yeah, they... I like how they act totally, like, clueless as to what's happening. Mm-hmm.
Right? So it just had to hit. I mean, if they were skewered, there would have been a boom and would have knocked her off her feet. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make you can't do that, people. The plane had to have already just hit at the same time or previously to her opening the door. She would have felt it or heard it.
Yeah.
She would be like, there was this boom, and then I opened the door, is what her story should have been.
Well, they thought it was fireworks, and you know how it goes.
It always happens. All right, and then she saw the couple skewered. She fainted. Then next we hear she's running and breathing dust. Don't go under the car. Don't. That's a big do not. Go under car. And then what happened? Stuff from the tower hit the car, just like she had warned.
Oh, okay, yeah. So this is when the tower was falling then.
Ah, right.
Stuff hitting the car.
Right, okay, and then she saw the priest, and he touched her. And then they talked, and he touched her again. And
not in a bad way, guys. This isn't a Catholic priest. It's just not in a bad way like that. Yeah, he touched her. He grabbed her.
It's weird to put it in that context. He stopped me. He stopped me would have been really, but to say touch and grab. So the priest touched and grabbed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
So what we're doing is, I mean, that's the basic subliminal there, right?
Right. Yeah.
Using
exactly.
Using that word, grabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And touch.
That's to bring trauma to all those poor little boys that are now men all over the United States that got molested by priests.
Please don't bring it up, okay?
It's targeted trauma.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so where... All right, what happened after he touched her? Oh, he said she was going crazy, but he said everything... Did she... Oh, she knocked herself out. Thank you.
We don't know. We'll never know the rest of the story. She doesn't even know. Come on.
Okay, let's. I found another clip of her. Shall we continue?
Yeah, let's see what she says.
Okay, so we're gonna have to listen to the gentleman first, and then she'll be on.
Really wanted to do. At that point, I reached into my bag, just hoping, and I had a can of iced tea that I bought in the morning. It's cheaper to buy things by my house, and it was in the city, and wasn't exactly rolling in the money, so I decided to just buy the iced tea in the morning. I just luckily had it in my bag.
Are we supposed to think, like, he's a cheap Jew? What is that? It's ridiculous, right?
I don't know. That's a, what, it's like they just, what the fuck? Just get to the story, dude. Like, what's the point of that, you know?
Buy an iced tea
like, just
home.
To make my tea more real. You know?
Right.
Like, yeah, I bought a 7-Eleven, I brought a Sprite from 7-Eleven, and, you know, it was 75 cents. I didn't want to go buy the one that was 80 cents, because I'm not rolling the dough, so I go and buy it. It's like, dude, are we talking about your favorite drink, or are we, you're like, what the fuck, dude? It's weird.
That's so funny.
Like, good get to the notice. Point. Like, this is why this documentary is an hour and 45 minutes, because you tell stupid stories like that.
And that's why it's painful. It was painful for you to listen to, wasn't it?
Oh my, yes, it hurts. Hurts bad. You mean?
All right.
You try to watch it, Kay.
Oh, I'm struggling right now, girl. All right, let's continue.
So I proceeded to pour the iced tea into my eyes, my mouth, and just anything so I could see and breathe again. It stung and it hurt, but I was alive. So really, the little bit of pain was fine with me.
Everything was quiet and everything was white. And then I got up and I turned around and I looked at the lady next to me. She went to help a woman and she went to pick her up by her arm. And only her arm came up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah! Fucking home run, baby!
Only her arm came up.
What the fuck does that mean? Like, these people are like standing around witnessing like the most horrible shit that you could ever see, and like not just the only horrible thing, like every horrible thing that you can ever imagine, all within like 30 minutes time. They're totally fine though. They're totally okay.
Was that another lady or her? It was another lady she saw, right?
Yeah, it was another lady she saw. Mm-hmm.
Only her arm came up. That's like, yeah, she's already got it grasped, like she's gonna shake her hand like the zombie, right? And then, lo and behold, all you got is the arm and the hand.
It's like a horror movie. Yeah. Yeah, dude, the 9/11 horror movie. That's what they should make. We should make one. It would be awesome. That's what it'd be. We'd be like, yo, go help her, guys. Go help her. And you grab the arm and it's just an arm. Just freak out.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah, and all so right. It's so funny because, like, yeah, this is not, we're not saying this. This is what they're saying. And so it's like, how can you possibly believe this? Like, seriously.
Right, I don't remember so many bodies being recovered.
No, they don't have any pictures of the courtyard or anything like that, you know? No pictures of planes and none of this stuff, you know? This is all, basically, this is all just complete hearsay. This would not stand up in, even in our corrupt court systems, this would not stand up in there, so. None of this means anything, you know?
It's right, just, there's no, it's just you said you saw, she was in an after shot where it looked like the towers had been fallen. You found her on the internet.
Yep.
That's about it. But when they were doing the, searching the debris pile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like they're talking like they saw a lot of bodies. So, on the CBS, you know, when you're sitting there on your couch and they're tiptoeing over this giant debris pile, not to smash people, you know, they're trying to grab them. Did they find that many bodies in that pile to corroborate this
they didn't
movie
find,
story?
Yeah, they didn't find shit, did they? I guess everything got smashed and pulverized or whatever. Apparently, yeah, they didn't. They said they didn't find one body part, right? I guess these are the people here to confirm that there were actually bodies there then, you know?
Well, I think there's stories about, there's a couple, I think, two at least I know of on Clues Forum, where some lady, the guy, they found the wife's finger with the wedding band on it. That happened twice.
Oh, two different people?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they can't. It's like, get over it, dude. Like, okay.
That's all they found. Of each woman, that's all they found. The wedding ring woman. Hand.
Yeah. Only this finger, not the whole hand. Just the finger. Would you like it back, sir?
Not the other nine fingers. Not no, any of the ten toes. Not an ear, not a nose, you know. Not a foot.
Just a finger.
Just mm-hmm. a finger. That's it. Ever.
What are the Twin Towers? Are they like the fucking mafia or something like that? Like, just leave a finger for him and give it to a husband. Like, what the fuck?
I know. What does that mean, even? It's so bizarre. All right, so he got the both guys got their wedding bands back, their wedding rings from their wife. So
well,
now they can
Lord.
Show it today how it was true because they got the band back.
The ring back. And I mean, that's like the most ridiculous logical fallacy ever, right? Like, oh, well, see, I have the wedding band, so now it's true. Like, does it mean that it came from the pile of dust and that it came off of your wife's finger? Like, that's ridiculous.
Right, so
I have a wedding band.
Yeah.
I could tell the same story. I actually have one, too, actually.
Oh, no.
So, I kind of want to keep this a secret also, but I was there that day, and I can't even keep a straight face, but you know, what I thought about doing is, like, getting together, there's this girl who's really funny that I know, and I'm like, oh, you should do a skit, like, I want to kind of put out an interview of somebody who has a survivor story of something, you know what I mean, like, I was there, like, you know, and this is what happened, because the stories, I could tell a story just as real as they're telling, you know, and it's just completely ridiculous, basically, so I'm thinking about doing that. I should get on there.
Right. Interesting. They named this A Tale of Two Towers. So when I Googled it, I got The Lord of the Rings. So that tells me if you Google the Lord of the Rings story, you're going to get this. It's going to be one of the top searches. So people are going to be forced to watch this shit. They're going to be curious.
How many views are on this documentary, actually?
222,000. 226,000.
And only 226,000 people don't believe it.
Right, but it could be more. It's who knows? I don't believe stats anymore after my Is Stevie Wonder Blind video went from almost 1 million down to 300,000.
Well, they made a mistake and they corrected it.
Yeah, and you know, you can buy, I don't know what it was, like $400, you could buy something like 20,000 or 10,000 hits. It's a business, man. They're not going to give that shit away. You want
that's
that number back
lot.
Up, bitch? You got to pay. That's what YouTube's telling me.
No, that's not even a lot of hits for $400. Like, you think you get more.
Right. So government shit, look how, or people who have ulterior motives and they're sending this shit out, look how they can artificially boost their, it's cheap, man. YouTube is making tons of money off this shit. I can tell you, because I saw shit. I'm like, no way that's got that many hits. No.
Right. Yeah, so they're probably forking out, like, you know, I don't know, maybe like $2,500 and getting their million hits right away or something, you know?
Exactly.
Or maybe more, you know what I mean? Because $400 for 10,000 hits, that's not even a lot. That's not even worth it. It's only worth it if you're getting hundreds of thousands of hits, you're going to pay a lot of money.
And imagine, I think YouTube set that price because that's what the government will shill out. Our organizations won't shill out anymore, but they'll shill up to that out.
Right, and so, but you and I also, like, I'm not going to pay $400 for $10,000, you know, and if I did, that would be the most I would pay, was $400, you know, so I'm not even going to be able to compete with somebody who's like, hey, just give them $20,000 and we'll get our 10 million hits, you know?
Maybe I could do it once, just to get going.
Exactly.
But after that, I can't do that anymore. Just once, so people will take me serious.
Can we split? Can I borrow $200, Kay, so that I can get some going? I'll pay one half, you pay the other half, and that's how I'd have to do it.
But it looks suspicious if it said 20,000, and I'm like 20,001, so they must stagger the numbers up or down a couple bit, wouldn't you imagine?
Yeah, they're like, yeah. They're like, you get to choose your number, 20,577, yeah.
Yep,
that'll be $477.27.
That's right. Exactly. That's crazy. All right, you want to finish this lady's tale?
I'd like to hear the rest of her lie, yes.
Yes, all right.
Just laying there dead. All you heard was help me. Where those people were, I guess it was all the people that were laying in the street that I walked over after I got out from underneath the car, because everybody around me was dead. How I made it out was a miracle.
Okay.
So she did hide under a car later on.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. She said she didn't go under the car because it got smashed by debris.
Well, okay. She must have ended up under after she passed out. The priest put her under there.
All right, let's listen to her one more time. It keeps going forward a click. Yeah, I can't, you know, this stupid YouTube. There we go.
My mouth, my throat. Like I said, I started to scratch at my mouth, my tongue. I just, anything to breathe. And it was really upsetting at that point because, like I said, I thought I was going to...
But did you hear that insanity? So the dust was in the air, so he poured lemon iced tea on his face to breathe. So he's pouring water on his face to breathe. What?
The dumbest thing ever. Yeah, I'm going to wash my face off with fucking sticky iced tea. That makes total sense.
What? I mean, even if it was just sugarless iced tea. That's not, you're still not breathing. There's still dust in the, you would need a rag or some shit like that to just wipe it off your face. That doesn't help you breathe or not breathe. That just helps you see the iced tea deal.
Yeah.
To breathe, he would have to pour the iced tea on a rag and breathe through the rag or something like
that. Why does he still have his iced tea with him? That's what I'm wondering.
I know. He looks like a thirsty guy.
It's like you can dance and don't spill your drink. I don't know. There's some like song about that.
Right.
Dancing and twerking and stuff. And
I think
never
he
spilling
had
your
like
drink.
A,
maybe.
Did he have a backpack? He had it in.
He must have. Yeah, and then he's just like, oh yeah, I can open this and pour this on my face. I'm smart. Yeah, I don't know, but
I assumed it had lemon because he said it stung his eye. That's an assumption.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Why don't you just cut up a lemon, dude, and just, like, squeeze it into your eyeballs? Why don't you just do that?
I'd clean it out. All right, let's continue.
You know, to make it out of the building alive and just die out on the street wasn't something I really wanted to do.
Interesting.
And I reached into my bag just hoping, and I had a can of iced tea that I bought in the morning.
Oh.
Cheaper to buy it out of my house than it was in the city, and wasn't exactly rolling in the money, so I decided to just... buy the iced tea in the morning. I just luckily had it in my bag.
Dude.
I could pour the iced tea into my eyes, my mouth, just anything so I could see and breathe again. It's
your mouth?
It hurt, but I was alive, so I really...
Was there lemon in it?
Pain was fine with me.
Yes, yeah, so you drank the iced tea. Okay.
And everything was white. And then I got up and I turned around and I looked at the lady next to me. She went to help a woman and she went to pick her up by her arm. And only her arm came up. All you heard was, help me. Where those people
what?
Were, I guess
help
it was
me.
All the people that were laying in the street that I walked over after I got out from underneath the car. Because everybody
you
around me was them. Dead. How I...
She said, after I got out from underneath the car.
Yeah.
So, apparently, after she knocked herself out, she woke up under the car.
Mm-hmm.
The car she was not going to get in. Okay, so woke up under car.
Woke up under car. Yeah, that's like something the alcoholics do, dude. Like, so you woke up under the car, okay?
Right. Unless she woke up,
like,
ran under the
you
car.
Like, yeah, you got there.
Right. All right. Let's go.
Made it out is a miracle.
Okay, how she made it out is a miracle.
Dude, this guy and his iced tea, though, like, man, he's really, like, that must be the, he's really, like, talking up a story about how he got his iced tea that morning, you know? Like, I don't know, that just kind of strikes me as odd now, thinking about that, like, he's telling the whole, like, dude, what kind of iced tea is this? Is that fucking golden or something? Like, why are you telling us a story about how you fucking got your iced tea? Like, it's so important, you know what I mean? Like he's going to pick up, like, government documents or something like that.
Really, could it be that they already did research and they know that Nestle iced tea is what you think of? Or Nestle? Was it Nestle? What is it?
Yeah.
So they said...
I'm gonna
right. So if you already know that when people hear the word iced tea, they purchase a certain type of brand, you don't have to do any advertising for the name. Just say the word iced tea. Absolutely.
He was so
girlfriend.
Lucky. That's so funny how you're like, oh my God, like, that's how he found this iced tea. Like, I was just digging around in my bag, just hoping for what? Oh man, I hope there's like a rag in here or something to wipe my face. Like, oh, iced tea. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, it'll help me breathe. What?
I poured it in my eyes. Yeah. I poured it in my eyes and in my mouth. Like, okay, so you drank the iced tea. Like, what the fuck? What do we need to hear about that? Poured it in my mouth.
Exactly. Do we get her? Do we know the blonde haired lady's name?
I don't. I think it's some, I didn't write these people's names down.
Okay.
That's how good at taking notes I am.
Oh, she's at 5 minutes. Oh, Joanne Capstro. Let's listen to one of her first interviews. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Whoops, I'm back. There we go.
And I got to Grand Central Station.
We have to listen to the guy first, and then Joanne's going to be after him.
Which is, you know, 3 stops from the office. And I get onto the train. I get out of the train, and I remember just how beautiful a day it was. It was just beautiful.
So I got dressed, got ready, walked the dog, got the coffee, jumped on the train.
Okay, Joanne Capestro.
What a morning.
She's doing
what
so
a
much.
Morning. Walking she's, the dog, oh, getting the coffee.
She's fresh. Like, oh, she's getting it done.
She's classic real woman. Walk the dog in the morning, like.
She's classy. So Joanne Capestro. All right, let's see what she does. Her day starts out walking the dog. All right,
and went to work.
It's just so casual, just normal day, Kay.
I got some fruit along the way. I got a big cup of tea because I was so sick. And I
tea again
to the up the escalator.
Oh, see the tea. So she had coffee at home. Tea.
Dude, I have to get some tea right now. Okay? I have to get some tea right now.
I want to drink tea.
That's I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay. So she's going up the escalator with her tea. All right. So she's at work now.
Later, the elevator, and I went into my office. I had some tea. And
then
laughing
joke.
Tea.
More tea.
Huh.
Dude, I'm kidding. Okay. Call me back. I gotta go get some right now.
I wonder how many times this. Do you think we only found the 3 times this whole documentary says tea?
Tea.
Or you think there's more?
No way. Nope. Everybody drinks tea now, I guess. Some tea.
Okay, so she took the escalator. She took the tea? Elevator. Why do we need to know that? With her tea.
Because she has tea.
With her. All right.
Why do we need to know that? We fucking don't. It's called, like, filler. It's just a bunch of BS. Like, make it seem like they're real people and, like, stuff really happened. You know what I mean? Like, I can make up a story, too, and, like, do a bunch of, like, filler stuff. You know what I mean? And, like, give you a bunch of details about stuff so that you think it's real. But, like, you know what I mean? That's the whole point of me, like, saying all that stuff is so that you, like, don't question it, I guess.
Right. All right. Let's continue. See what she does with her tea on the elevator.
Going around like an ordinary day.
I arrived on.
Well, let's go back. I kind of cut that in half. Okay. Let's just listen to that one more time in its entirety without us stopping it. All right.
I get out of the train and I remember just how beautiful a day it was. It was just beautiful.
So I got dressed, got ready, walked the dog, got the coffee. Jumped on the train and went to work. Stopped. I got some fruit along the way. I got a big cup of tea because I was so sick. And I
Well, she already had the coffee in her hand. She
and then
got
she had
the
a big
coffee.
Cup of tea.
Yeah, she left her house, got coffee. So now she's heading to work with coffee. So she's double fisting it? Is that what's going on? Coffee, tea? One of both hands?
Yeah, baby. And then she stopped again, though, to get food, which who the fuck does that? Like, I'm on the train, let me stop, get off, go get some food, and a big cup of tea, because I felt sick. The fuck?
Yeah, you're not getting off that train to get back on, no.
No, you aren't getting off and getting back on. That's ridiculous.
Right. All right, let's continue.
seated. I went up to the up the escalator, the elevator, and I went into my office.
Which one, dude? You need to figure it out.
And we were all just laughing, joking around like an ordinary day.
Did she say, let's listen to that one more time.
Sorry. All right. Coffee, jumped on the train, and went to work. Stopped. I got some food along the way. I got a big cup of tea because I was so sick. And I proceeded. I went up the escalator, the elevator, and I went into my office. I had some tea. And we were all just laughing, joking around like an ordinary day.
I arrived.
Interesting.
It just... Okay. I have some tea right now, and I'm just, like, chilling here. Yeah, she got really excited when she's like, I got a big cup of tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Okay, so right after that in the movie, she says this. So you're going to listen to the guy before the girl.
They're almost weightless, just... You know, an indescribable scene of just chunks of building flying out into space.
And all you saw was fireballs. I mean, right in front of you, smoke. It just wrapped around. They had all windows. So you just sort of wrapped around the whole building. I thought, what I thought were briefcases or suitcases falling from the sky. Bodies just falling from the sky. I was like, I was in so much shock that my body just shook. And I was like, no. This is a bad dream. I'm having a dream. And then I just, you know, when you play with your eyes and you opened your eyes again, and I saw John Paul, and John Paul was like, call your family and tell them we're okay. Everybody call their family and tell everybody that you're okay. And I walked over to, the smoke was coming in, so I got really scared because I was so sick. That bad cough, bronchitis. And I tried to kick Owen's office door open, and the phone rang, and it was Owen.
Owen May, the chairman of the company, was phoning from his car. He was stuck.
Corroboration.
Yeah, they have a lot of, like, they have a lot of stupid stuff like that, where it's like, I'm looking for this guy, and I turn the corner, and then there he was, standing there. He was looking for me, too. It's just, like, a bunch of stupid stuff. It's ridiculous. Yeah, and, you know, it's so, that really is, like, a movie where, you know, they got all these twists and turns, and a little bit of comedy in there, and, you know, some surprising things, like, oh my gosh, you know, like, it's just, yeah, a lot of stuff like that.
Funny. And it's, you really don't need pictures. You can, it's all audio, isn't it, basically?
Oh, just, yeah, because, well, I mean, the good thing about having the videos, though, you get to look at their facial expressions when they're saying these things, and it's, it makes it even more unbelievable. But I think, yeah, it's good to hear audio-wise first, and then go back and look at, you know, what these people are saying, and their, you know, their facial expressions as they're saying it. It, it's almost completely unbelievable.
All right, so let's continue playing, and we're going to hear a gentleman talk before we hear the lady talk.
And at that point in time, I got Joanne on the phone, and I said, Joanne, is everything all right up there? Knowing that everything was not okay.
I said, oh, corroboration. What's going on? He goes, I know. I says, what's going on? He goes, I don't know. I was like, listen.
I don't know.
He wanted to know, who's up with you? Who's there with you? I go, I don't know. There's a whole bunch of us here. Me, Adam, John Paul. I tried to name everybody's name, but I just had to hang up the phone. I had to get out of there. I was like, oh, and there's smoke all over. He goes, baby, just calm down.
I turned and called my girlfriend.
Baby?
Just calm down.
Baby? Did she say baby? Or?
Yeah. All right. Here's her next statement. Again, we got to hear the guy talk before we hear her talk.
My life was in danger. You know, the worst was over. We had a big bomb. It's a very solid building. Even a plane could fly into the building and withstand it. You know, that's how they build it.
Right. What kind of programming is that? Because he's just telling you, in a world where planes hit buildings and they fall, he just says planes can't hit buildings and fall.
You said that's how it was designed.
Right.
It was designed for a plane to fly into it. Just like the Titanic was designed to withstand and just designed to not be sinkable, and then it sank.
Right.
The Twin Towers were designed to not have a plane fly into it, but a plane flew into it and it fucking fell.
Right, but I think at this point, what's going on is that they're asking you to continue to suspend your disbelief, even though they're telling you this doesn't really happen. So your brain, when he says that, your brain has two choices. It can continue to suspend disbelief even deeper to now you have to believe this shit, or you have to admit it's fake. So really, these silly stories actually increase people's
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
illusions or delusions or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I kind of lost what I was going to say, but
sorry.
No, it's okay. I cut you off there. I'll get it back in a second. Go ahead.
All right, let's continue playing.
Before I walked out of the office, I had that cup of tea. I want you to know, it was laying down. It fell.
She said tea again. Okay.
Oh God.
So she was laying down
when the plane hit the building. I put it back up. I said, I better put this cup of tea because I'm going to have to come back here tomorrow and clean up this mess.
And I said, yeah.
Her cup of tea spilt?
Oh, no! Oh, no! What are you going to do now? Okay, so, I was going to say, you think that the terrorists would, like, research that? Like, hey, oh, they actually designed these buildings to withstand planes, so we're not going to fly planes into them. We're going to come up with something else. Like, nope, they did the thing that... Apparently they were trying to, like, hurt the engineer's feelings or something by flying a plane into a building and be like, see, you're wrong, buddy. But, yeah, they did the thing. They did what the buildings were supposed to not have, or were supposed to withstand, basically. So apparently they didn't do their research. I don't know. Kind
of
weird.
Stupid. They're stupid, though. You know those terrorists.
That's stupid. Well, they succeeded.
Right. All right. We're gonna listen to that one more time. That interview.
Sorry,
that lady. Nope. You're good. We're just making sure we play it all. Is that okay?
Oh yeah. No. This is hilarious.
Okay. Good. All right. Here we go.
Big bomb. It's a very solid building. Even a plane could fly into the building and withstand it. You know, that's how they build it.
Right before I walked out of the office, I had that cup of tea. I want you to know, it was laying down. It fell when the plane hit the building. I put it back up. I said, I better put this cup of tea because I'm going to have to come back here tomorrow and clean up this mess.
And I said, you know.
Oh, did you see that? The plane hitting the tower knocked your tea over.
That's it, huh?
That's the whole story. When the plane hit the tower, it knocked my fucking tea over that I had to double fist. Right?
I want you to know that.
It's important that you know that she has a remarkable story. Remarkable.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, so plane, I'm going to write this down. Plane knocked over tea.
That's it. That's all it did. It just knocked my tea over.
That's enough, just really. Tea. Right, that's the coolest story ever. She doesn't need anything else.
And it actually wasn't the plane hitting, it was the wind gust as it went by. It just knocked the tea over.
Right. Oh, my goodness. All right, we're looking for the next little lady.
There's another one. I wonder, I don't know, I have in my notes, it's written down as 48, but it's, you know, and some guy, I guess a lady, lands in front of him, lands right at his feet as she's jumping. When we're done with her, we could go check that out.
Okay.
Want to see her.
All right. Now, here's the next thing. We're going to listen to the guy
Okay.
Okay.
Go, sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
When I saw the firemen, the fear in their faces, the way they looked at me, and they were like, take it easy, go slow, I saw the fear in their faces. I knew that there was something going on outside that I didn't know about. And I just saw their faces and I was like, they were so afraid, but yet they kept going up.
I was very scared.
Aww.
More than anything.
Okay, so basically on their way out, she saw, so now she's heading out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what, yeah, okay.
And what time stamp is that?
Soon, I don't know. Oh, that one? Oh, I should be writing these timestamps down, huh? I'm slowly going back. That's about 40 minutes.
Okay, okay, now she's coming out of the building. Okay.
Alright, moving up the scale. We're at 48 seconds. There she is. Oh, yeah, and here's the one we started with.
Okay. Right, yeah, isn't her story just amazing?
Right. Alright, we're going to hear the guy first before the girl.
And it was just hideous.
I look. And what I saw was complete devastation. It was a war zone. Dead bodies. I saw a man and a woman where I would sit. Every day I used to go to lunch and read my book on the concourse level with a very good friend of mine. And that day when it was just a coincidence that I came out that exit. When I came out that exit, there was a man and a woman embraced with a piece of metal through them. I fainted on the spot.
Drop mic.
Yeah, end of story.
Okay, so it's, right? So that's after the plane hit on her way down. She was mm-hmm. now near the bottom, concourse level. The bomb had already hit. The tea idea was shoved in there, or what, read my paper, whatever, just as a afterthoughts or whatever.
She said book, dude. She said book.
Book.
Yeah.
Dreaming. She's drinking tea. She's reading the book. I know. See,
yeah.
Some, so we have two characters. T is not just mentioned, but it's integral to the story.
Oh, the I want you to know that. That's what she said. Yeah,
her whole story ended. I mean, this whole thing started with the plane, the hijacked plane, knocking her T over.
That's how the story. That's the kicker right there. That's how you get the whole thing kicked off. Yeah.
That's it. And the other guy, right?
I want you to know that.
Okay. I want you to know. And the other guy, T saved his life. It let him breathe.
Fuck, dude. I gotta start drinking tea, man.
Wow. All right. That was Joanne Capestro. Joanne Capestro.
Give her a round of applause.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Joanne Capestro. Yeah, 9/11
awesome.
Survivor.
Good job, Joanne.
You are a survivor, baby.
Next. Yeah, there's actually one. If I think it's at 48 minutes, and it's about people. I think it might be the guy before Joanne, the guy that you always see right before her first. The story that we looked at first. He's talking about people jumping and there being like pink smear everywhere.
Oh, really? And does he have a tie on?
I actually don't remember what this guy looks like, so it's kind of,
okay,
but it's about 48.
Okay, I'll play. We'll see if this is it.
One floor above the lobby at the mezzanine level, where there were views out onto the concourse between the two buildings.
There's cops, Port Authority.
Is that the guy? Okay.
Yeah, I believe that this is it.
You know, firemen, all kinds of rescue people. In lines, just waving you faster and faster as you went. Keep moving, don't run, but get going. Don't look out the window. And I remember four or five people said, don't look out the window. So, of course, you look out the window like you're a kid.
Look at that.
Remember that?
Don't look to the left, but of course you look to the left.
Yeah.
Don't look out the window. Yep. Okay, so cops, Port Authority, firemen, waving them through. All right, is this the... Okay, get ready. This is not for children. The grotesqueness described should be a grown-up audience only. So if you want to send your kids out for a few minutes. All right, here we go.
And we spied out the window really quickly. And the impression of that is pieces of bodies as far as the eye could see. You know, there's a big plaza out between the buildings. There's a big globe in the middle.
God, it's the killing fields. It's the damn her too. Bodies everywhere. Hands coming off. People saying, help me, but they're the live ones you can't see. All I can see are the dead ones.
Help me.
I don't know where they are.
Awesome.
This is horrific.
No, right.
Big plaza, a couple hundred yards across. And stuff is falling. And falling and falling, and there's just chunks of stuff all over the place. And on any given day, you might not have known what that was. On this day, you knew it was people. You could just tell it was people, and it was just hideous.
I look at.
He knew it was people. He just knew it.
Yep.
How many jumpers were there? I mean, they're acting like there's hundreds, like it's lemmings. You know, you see those pictures of lemmings jumping off the cliff all in this big herd. How many people
were... Well, they said it was like 250 people.
Jumped? Really?
Yeah, that's about a roundabout number. Yeah.
Yikes!
After 10 minutes, they even say this and that in the video that people started jumping after 10 minutes of the plane hitting, like no willpower whatsoever.
You're like, oh, it's on fire. Can I make it? Can I try and, you know, squeeze my way down into the inside? No, fuck it. Let's just kill ourselves.
10 minutes. You don't even, obviously, you didn't even have enough time to try and get out, apparently. It's ridiculous.
All right, let's find his name.
Now, did you start that one at 48? That was the, Yeah.
So
that was it, yep.
So I'm going to hear another gentleman talk before the second, and we're going to find out what his name is. Not this guy.
Everything started shaking.
This is somebody else.
Were falling off the desk. Shockwave went right through you. You could feel it. It knocked a lot of people to the ground.
That's Steve Charest. Steve?
Yeah.
Charest. Charest. Oh, look at that shockwave is knocking tea down. It's knocking things off your desk. It's creating havoc.
So funny.
All right.
I'm such a little kid with this.
This is fun. It's just good stories. All right, let's listen to the rest of Steve's introduction to himself into this movie. Okay?
I think I got knocked over, at least onto my desk. I don't remember falling to the floor, but at least falling onto my desk. Laterally.
What?
You're pretty stable in a chair, so it was pretty ferocious. And I remember the ceiling rippling across sideways. So if I'm facing southwest, the explosion's coming this way, and the plane had actually come in from behind me and went through the building towards that side. And it's just like a ripple effect of the ceiling tiles with the shockwave just bursting out of the ceiling and coming down.
That kind of feels like The Matrix, the movie. Is he in the right movie? I think he's in the wrong movie. Dude.
He's like, oh, shit, wrong script. Yeah, he fell not onto the floor, but onto his desk, which he was sitting at. What? It's like you're pretty stable in the chair. So, I mean, I fell, but I fell forward. So you leaned forward is what happened, basically. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Not on the floor, but on the... Yeah. Okay, let's listen to that one more time.
Really, you know, you're pretty stable in a chair. So it was pretty ferocious. And I remember the ceiling rippling across sideways. So if I'm facing southwest, the explosion's coming this way. And the plane had actually come in from behind me and went through the building towards that side. And it's just like a ripple effect of the ceiling tiles with the shockwave just bursting out of the ceiling and coming down.
American Airlines Flight 11.
And now they're gonna cement that idea into your mind. They got a computer graphic of the Twin Towers.
Right.
With 92 people and 10,000 gallons of aviation fuel on
board. We can make anything happen with that.
10,000 gallons of aviation fuel. It's atomic.
Between the 93rd and 98th floors. The offices of the Mae Davis Group.
Yeah, they just, wow, man, this is such a psyop in itself to seal the deal in your brain.
does it say what year this video was? It was 2004 or something?
2002. Oh, they stepped on it, man.
Right on it. Hit the fucking gas, man, and let's make this, yeah.
Yeah, don't wait. It's, oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, this is what they said right after it happened.
Let's go to IMDb, see how long it took them to make this. IMDb.
Oh, does it tell you, or?
Yeah, when it was first aired.
Oh, okay, yeah.
When it was first aired.
September 11,
2002. So we have 9/11. A... Tale of Two Towers. It has to have. Is it pretending? No results.
Wow. They're like, this doesn't even exist.
It should. It's a documentary.
Really? It should, huh?
Tale of Two Towers. Look at that. Oh, it should be an IMDb. It's a big one. It's old. If it was made in 2002, it's...
Yeah.
It's seen a lot of Let's see if I can Google it, what comes up. Besides that video, see if they have like a website or something. So 9/11.
Yeah, I want to buy the DVD, guys. Come on.
Towers. Just the YouTube comes up.
That's American crazy.
American Public Television Online. Oh, IMBD.
Oh.
Oh, maybe the colon. All right. 2002. Real-life documentary following the events of September 11th from an insider's view through the lens of James Hanlon and two French filmmakers who were in Manhattan on that day.
Mm.
So it's released. What is the release date? Oh, March. Go back.
Oh, March 2002?
March 10th, 2002, they released it.
Wow. September, November, December, January, February. Wait, 6 months later. They didn't even wait, dude.
6 months later, they had this thing out.
To the day, basically.
Oh, my God, March 10th. Look at
the
that.
The day.
I wonder what the 6 months.
I was going to guess the 11th, but yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy. It's 112 minutes long. It got an 8.4 out of 10. Not bad. I thought it would be higher.
It just, yeah.
So this is a Nade movie, by the way.
Oh, is it?
From the Nade brothers, the famous brothers. Yeah. Like those. Yeah. The director is James Hanlon. The writers, Tom Foreman, Greg Condra. Stars. Tony Banatos, Jamal Brathwaite, Steve Buscemi, see full cast and crew.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah. The cast. Wow.
They're all as himself. Steve Buscemi, TV himself in TV broadcast. Robert De Niro, himself, host in... Robert De Niro's in this movie?
Wow. I don't know. That's not what it says, is it?
Yeah. And the IMBD for this movie.
Oh.
That's odd. Unless he was... It says he was a host on a TV broadcast, so he could have been in the background. Maybe as someone was talking on a TV screen, which is weird as shit to do anyway. Is that like getting him for free and not paying for him?
They list them, yeah.
Right. Well, I would I would love to continue talking, but I have an appointment I got to get to.
Oh, that's okay. You're what kind of a doctor's appointment?
Oh, my friend's mother's in the hospital. We got to go visit.
That's all right. I'm over here.
So I got
dying in the heat. I know. Yeah. We'll have to talk again for sure.
We will. Thank you so much for being on K-Ham Radio, episode 43, with Rochelle.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me on. I know, I'm sorry I passed out on you, just passed out in this heat wave, so.
Well, it's good. You got me to think about my dinosaurs a little bit, how I'm going to present it. I still don't know, but I got to figure out. I still got to think, but you come to any conclusion about how your video is going to go for your 9/11 movie?
As you can see, there's a lot of stuff to, bring up, so it's kind of just how we did it. I'm thinking about just kind of commentating a little bit, making fun of it, little short clips, and then, moving on to the next one, so nothing too fancy. That's what always ends up happening is I start out, I don't know where to start because I want it to be perfect, and then I end up just, making it haphazardly anyway, so no reason to stagnate, but yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, if Screencast-O-Matic, it's not working on my laptop. I don't know what the heck's going on, but I've used it in the past, and it's so easy. It just captures what your screen does and your sound and stuff.
Oh.
Captures everything. So you just have the video playing. Don't take anything. Don't make clips. You just put your number slots, when it's going to be.
Uh-huh.
And you just press record, play the video, and then just talk about the video.
Okay, yeah, I've been looking for something like that. I'll see if they have that on the iPad. Because I don't have a computer, I just have a pad, so.
Then maybe something like, you know, just screen capture software is what you want.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
There has to be some for the iPad.
Oh, yeah. And I hope that everybody liked our little commentary. I was having a good time. So.
That was called deep analysis.
Yeah, you hardly need to be in deep thought to, like, tear this shit apart. But, yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Kay.
Well, thank you. I hope we can do this again. We never talked about that one video either.
I know. That's a whole show. Man,
sent me off my rocker, man.
Yeah, I knew it would. Yeah. Oh, man. Hell yeah. We'll talk about that sometime for sure.
Good. We got lots of stuff to talk about. So that's good. You need to come back to KHAM Radio.
I will be back.
All right.
You have a good day. Okay.
All right. You too. Take care.
Bye.
Well, thank you, Rochelle. That was wonderful. And we're going to play us out with this. A little too loud, though. This is Simon Chak's album from the Social Services. That's the name of the band. They're awesome. That album is named Reality, and this is Consideration.